I had the pool to myself. Dropping my towel and wrap on a chaise, I dove headfirst into the glassy water. I must be the only person who liked to swim laps at 7 in the morning in Vegas. When I broke the surface, I transitioned easily into smooth, effortless strokes and headed for the opposite end. When Nicole brought up the idea of coming to Vegas to celebrate her birthday, she was smart enough to suggest we stay at the MGM Grand, where there are 5 pools. She knew if she eliminated most of my objections, including my need for a morning swim, I wouldn't have much of a reason to say no. I reached the other end, tucked into a smooth flip turn, pushing off the slick blue tiles, and started back to the other side. A sigh escaped me as a bubble after my second lap. It always took me a few minutes to warm up, for my muscles to relax and loosen as my memory took over and my body fell in line with the exercise. I'd been swimming so long that if I missed a day, my body seemed to crave the fluidity of the water, the lengthening of each muscle as I strove for an ever-changing goal. As I reached the wall on my 4th lap, a shadow fell over the water, startling me into stopping. I popped my head out of the pool, grabbed the slippery tiles, and peered up into the already intense desert sun.
"I found you," the shadowy figure said.
I shivered involuntarily at the voice and shaded my eyes, trying to bring him into focus.
"Sorry," he said as he squatted, blocking the sun so I could see him. "Is that better?"
"Yes, thanks, Leo," I smiled at him.
"You remember me, then?"
"Why wouldn't I?" I tugged my goggles onto my head.
"Well, this is Vegas, and I'm sure a beautiful woman like you meets lots of guys in one night. I wasn't sure if I made the cut of being important enough to remember."
I blushed at his compliment before laughing at the absurdity of his statement. It was Nicole that met men. I was just along for the ride.
"What's so funny?"
"Nothing," I said and swallowed hard. "So why did you say you were looking for me?"
"I didn't," he grinned.
I shot him a look and started to pull my goggles back into place.
"No, wait."
The smile fell from his face, and he looked genuine enough that I paused.
"I was looking for you," he said. "I wanted to give you these."
He pulled 2 tickets from his back pocket and held them out to me. "What are those?"
"I told you I'd get you and your friend."
"Nicole," I supplied for him and couldn't help being just a little bit pleased that he remembered only my name.
"Right, Nicole. I told you I'd get some club tickets for tonight."
I guided Lexi into the casino, leaving the pounding bass at Studio 54 behind us. Her hand in mine felt good. Better than good. It felt like I never wanted her to let go.
"Are these people still trying to get in?" Lexi asked and pointed to the would-be partygoers standing in the line that hadn't thinned at all through the night.
"It's a popular spot."
"But it's the middle of the night."
"That's when the party happens in Vegas. It's like there's no sense of time here at all. People will be up all night. I know it's said that New York's the city that never sleeps, but if you ask me, it's Vegas. I've met people who come for a weekend and don't sleep in their bed once."
"Then why get a room?" Lexi asked.
"I said they didn't sleep in their bed."
Instead of blushing or getting embarrassed like I would have guessed, she laughed.
"I should have known," she said. "I've heard plenty of stories."
"So it's your first time here?"
She nodded, confirming what I already knew. Her pretty mouth was formed in a circle, like she was going to say something but couldn't remember what it was. I couldn't focus on anything else. Her lips were perfect, full, but not too full. I could imagine how they'd yield when I pressed mine on hers. I shook my head. I couldn't kiss her.
She wasn't the type of woman that you just kissed out of the blue. I was pretty sure if I did, the result would not be what I was hoping for.
Are you tired?
I asked, trying to get my mind off her lips. Again, she looked like she was going to say something, but then someone hit a jackpot and she turned towards the loud bells and flashing lights coming from a slot machine a few feet away. She moved towards it, watching. The older lady in front of the winning machine was like many of the seniors I saw here on a daily basis. She'd just won big, but if it weren't for the lights and noise, you'd never know. She didn't even crack a smile. It could have been a huge win, enough to pay for a month of groceries, but the woman didn't register even a flicker of excitement. I slid closer to Lexi, but didn't touch her. Standing only inches away from her was hard. It would be so easy to slip my arms around her waist and pull her into me. Not touching her was an exercise in restraint.
She won big,
I said in Lexi's ear. She shivered.
Because of me?
Maybe, and I hoped it was true, that she felt the same way I did. The urge to touch her magnified. She doesn't look very happy about it, she said. I assumed there would be a celebration, you know, flipping chairs, yelling, that type of thing. I leaned in a little closer, and I could smell her perfume. When we were dancing, the scent of her filled my senses. Now I inhaled deep. It was fresh, not sweet at all or flowery, more like a crisp breeze.
There are two types of gamblers, especially slot players, I said. Some are in it for fun. Those are the ones that get excited. And then there's the hardcore players. I'm sure she's happy, but she'll keep playing until it's all gone.
Really? She turned around, and for a moment our mouths were only inches apart. It would have been easy to kiss her. But worry lined her face, so I said,
I've seen so many people who can't afford to lose even a dollar pump everything they own into these machines.
That's really sad.
It is, I agreed.
I forced myself to pull away from her, creating distance before I could no longer fight the urge to touch her lips.
Come on, we don't have to watch.
I walked to the elevator bank, giving myself a moment to get my desire in check. Lexi followed me, but glanced back to the slot machine and the woman who was no doubt well into spending her winnings already.
How old is he?
Leo asked. His thumb slid over the photo absently. 5. Leo looked away from the picture to meet my eyes.
5, he repeated.
I nodded.
When's his birthday?
November 24th, I said. I couldn't look away as he lowered his gaze, concentrating. Fine lines appeared on his temple as he did the math in his head. I knew the exact moment he realized the truth. He shot straight up in his seat. His dark eyes shone, and they burned a hole straight into my heart when he looked at me.
Ben, Leo said. Ben is his name?
Yes. I squeezed my hands together under the table to keep them from shaking.
You've always known.
It wasn't a question. Not for sure, but yes, I always knew, I admitted.
Does he know?
With the emphasis on he, I knew he was talking about Andrew, but couldn't bring himself to say the name. No. I could feel the sting of hot tears as they started to build. I blinked hard. Nobody knows. What was I going to say? Leo didn't answer. He just looked down at the picture again. A smile grew on his face, illuminating his features. The silence built, but still he didn't speak. Leo, I'm sorry. By the time I realized it was too late, there was nothing I could do. My child needed a father, and Andrew, well, I didn't know what to do. The tears that threatened spilled onto my cheeks. I was scared,
And you didn't want me. You stood me up, left me waiting. I know I should have told you, found you somehow, but there didn't seem to be any point. There hasn't been a day that's gone by that I haven't thought about you. Every time I look at Ben, I see you. I think about you and wonder. I couldn't finish. Instead, I gave myself over to sobbing. I couldn't look at him anymore. I closed my eyes and let myself cry. I didn't care who saw. I'd made such a mess of everything, it didn't matter anymore.